You remember Pearl Harbor very well.
Sure do.
Can you tell me what you were doing the morning that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor?
I was getting ready to go ashore and play a game of softball. Well, the Japanese stopped all that. They got flying overhead, and we started shooting at them.
When did you first see the Japanese?
Oh, about 6 to 7 minutes before 8.
What did you think was happening when you saw them?
Just what did happen. That's what I was thinking.
Really?
That's right.
This lady said that you fired the first gun back at the Japanese. Is that correct?
Knocked down the first plane. That's right.
Could you just relate your experience to our listeners this afternoon? Tell us what happened and go into a little detail about it? If you could just share with us your experience, I certainly would appreciate it.
Well, let's put it like this. I joined the Navy in 1932, and I went aboard the battleship Arizona. I stayed on Arizona about 6 years, and I was transferred to the old Bushnell, an old submarine tender, which had been converted to a surveying ship. We were tied up at submarine base at Pearl Harbor, and right after breakfast, I went up topside up on the well deck. Nobody was there to go play ball, and I went on back to the stern of the ship called Fantail. Two or three people were lolling around back there. I guess they were getting ready to go play ball. I don't know, but we didn't have anything much to do on Sunday. I went over to my gun three, and he had a 3-inch aircraft gun. And I remember I leaned up against it, just sort of passing the time away, waiting on the ball team to get ready to go. And I heard this loud drone of airplanes. It was real quiet that morning. I could hear people talking over on the battleships, over on the battleship row across the channel. And I heard bugle call for colors, which is usually called about 10 minutes before time, you know. And I heard this drone of these planes. I knew it was planes when I heard it. And I looked up, and there's a lot of mist up way up high, but it wasn't cloudy. It was clear weather. But I could see these planes up there, and I saw some little red spots on the wings, you know. And we knew what was going on in the world, news-wise and everything, and I figured I'd better get something done about this because anybody else see it. And I ran forward to the quarterdeck and pulled a lever and sounded the general alarm for General Quarters Battle Station. Then I ran back to the gun. About halfway back, the ship was tied up next to us. They did the same thing. I heard their alarm go off. I put a shell in the gun, and by the time I got loaded, the gun pointer came. And there was a jet plane came across our stern, wasn't more than about 100 feet from us. You can see the man in that there. I can see his eyes, to tell you the truth. Moving his head around, looking at what he's going to do. Head across the channel for a battleship row. Anyhow, he dropped his torpedo and went on to hit the West Virginia, I'm pretty sure. And another started across there, and I told the pointer to get on that one. And he did. And he started hard, mark. That means he's on the plane, you know. And I said, well, fire. He said, the damn thing won't shoot. I looked around, and a wire connected the gun pointer's trigger to the breech of the gun wasn't hooked up. So I reached up with my left hand, and pulled the trigger myself. And the gun recoiled and busted up my hand a little bit, not too bad. But we went ahead and we knocked that plane down. He went down in a big ball of fire, not more than 300 feet behind the ship back there. From then on, we started firing at planes way up overhead, setting fuse on about 2 seconds. And we burned up the gun barrel. It had a big old ball of knots welded up on it. We had to go get a new barrel. And by the time we got all that done, they were gone. From there, we went on about our business surveying down in the South Pacific, making maps and charts for the fleet. And that was what happened to Pearl Harbor as far as I was concerned. Every time a bunch of jet planes came over, we started shooting at them again. I think we fired 58 rounds. We just kept watching for them, and everybody stayed on watch all day long and all day the next day. And the next day after that, then I think it was Tuesday, some Navy Yard divers came out there on a barge and went down and got that plane up. And they had one of the wings taken off of it, and they brought it aboard ship and asked us if we want it. And some asked me that one. I told them, no, I didn't want nothing to do with it. And whatever came of it, we didn't get it. Then we started getting word that there were some midget submarines in the channel out there in West Lock, East Lock, and all around in the harbor. And they put us out there to wire drag in the harbor with the boats that we used for running sounding lines. And we found one. I don't know how many they found altogether, but we found one. I think it's sitting out there in Pearl Harbor somewhere now. I'm not sure. But then on Monday following Pearl Pearl Harbor on Monday, a week later. We headed down for a little island named Bora Bora. We surveyed out that place for fleet anchorage. And then we just went on from island after that, where they needed us to make maps of the area and take soundings so the fleets could know where to go in and not, and where they could and couldn't go. We did that until April 1943, and we went down to Sydney, Australia to get overhauled, and I got sent back to the United States for new construction.
Mr. Campbell, have you ever seen the movie Tora, Tora, Tora?
Yes, sir.
Is that a pretty true account of what happened?
That's very, very realistic, yes, sir.
Would you say it's probably the most realistic film that we have today to recap the events that took place in Pearl Harbor?
Yes, sir, I know it is. I've read several books on the subject and everything else, and, you know, and that's more like it really was than anything else that I know of.
What about your buddies?
Well, there were 1,102 of them killed on Arizona. I'd been shipmates with every one of them.
People
on our ship get hurt except me.
Any people from the Chattanooga, North Georgia area that you remember right off?
No, sir. Well, as long as I was on there, I had two brothers on there with me for a while, but they left before the war started.
So you were on the ship Arizona?
No, I was on the Sumner. I had been on Arizona 6 years, back during the 30s. But when they attacked Pearl Harbor, I was over on the Sumner. I sat over and watched the Arizona blow up and burn for 3 days.
What were you thinking about while you were watching the Arizona burn up?
Well, I was thinking about handling my gun. That's what I was doing all that time. Shooting when we needed to and firing enemy planes. When it got a little low, what I think about the old Arizona I was on so long, some of those people I knew. I knew there were a lot of casualties over there. It couldn't help but be. It wasn't even, well, I guess 500 or 600 feet from us across the channel.
In your opinion, could Pearl Harbor happen again today?
I don't believe it could. This electronic business has all been established in the services, you know, and I think that too much chance of it being detected earlier.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking time out and relating your experience to our listeners today, Mr. Campbell. There's a lady that called giving us your name, and she said that you would know all the answers to the questions that we could ask you.
Well, I don't know if I know all of them. I know some of them. I know.
Anything else that you would like to relate to our listeners?
Well, no, I haven't been back out there since. I came back through there from Guam in 1951, but I didn't go out to see the Arizona.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out and talking with us. How old are you, Mr. Campbell?
71.
71 years old. Well, I may call you again sometime.
Well, if you do, I'll be glad to help you if I can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's the gentleman that fired the first shot. His name is Hugh Campbell from Lafayette, Georgia, telling us about his experience with Pearl Harbor.